This evening, for a few moments, I'd like to speak on what congregations need. One of the first things I'd like to talk about is that congregations need commitment to the truth, because there is nothing congregations of the Lord's church today need more than a strong commitment to the truth. In Proverbs chapter number 23 and verse number 23, we find that the Bible teaches us to hold on to the truth and not to give it away. The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. So we need to be encouraged not to let truth slip through our fingers, which it easily does in our society today. So we have to realize that we live in a time in which many congregations of the Lord have abandoned the truth for error and God's way for man's way. And we have to make sure that we return back to the old path that Jeremiah talked about in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 16. So we need to be encouraged not to forget to hold on to the truth, because that's what saves us. Also, we must never forget that only the truth saves. Only the truth saves. We find in John chapter number 8 and verse 32. In John chapter number 8 and verse number 32, we find that the Bible says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So that's another important reason for us to hold on to the truth, to believe the truth, and to live the truth. And we also recognize this, that truth saves, and we recognize only the truth can purify our souls, which the Bible teaches us in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. And we also learn that truth must also govern our worship if it is going to be acceptable to God, as the Bible teaches it in John chapter 4 and verse number 24. The truth causes the body to grow. And most definitely, we need to grow as the people of God. No matter how long you have been members of the church, we all stand in need of growing every day of our lives to grow closer to Him. Also, a second thing that congregations need is an evangelistic emphasis. We need to have an evangelistic emphasis of going out into the world and teaching the gospel of Christ. We need to be focusing on ways that we can reach people through our friends, through our family, through people that we may even see in our bulletins that are asking for prayers, those that are in the hospitals that we can visit and minister to and show the love of Christ to. We need to do our best to try to impart the truth of the Word of God, because the world is doing a job teaching them error and falsehood. So we must do the best that we can to plant the seed of the Word of God that they might be saved. We also find in Acts chapter number 20, in Acts chapter 20, the Apostle Paul reminded the elders of the church at Ephesus when he was among them that this was important to do. In Acts chapter number 20, in Acts chapter number 20, and verse number 20, we find that the Bible says, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. So we find that Paul was dedicated in teaching the people in public, as in this form, but also he wasn't afraid to go to your house to teach the gospel of Christ. And This is also something that we need to think about, that we need to do more, because we probably, this is an area where we need to work on, going into people's houses and teaching them the Word of God and having Bible studies and teaching them the whole truth that they might be saved. Because in verse 27, if we drop down to verse 27, the Bible says, the Apostle Paul said, "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." So we need to be evangelistic. Also, a third point, we also need strong leadership. We need strong leadership. Elders in the Lord's church are always in need of spiritual strength, for their position involves much work, as we learn in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. They face the daunting task of shepherding a congregation, as the Bible teaches us in Acts chapter 20 and verse number 28, which includes many unpleasant activities that may not be broadcast to the whole congregation. But the elders have to take on this responsibility with love and compassion. Because if elders are not strong, the wolves will come into the flock. The wolves will come in and defy the flock if the elders are not strong. And we need to encourage those congregations that are blessed to have elderships, to encourage their elders in the work of love that they have embarked on. So we need to keep that in mind, because it takes strength, depth, and vigor to be a good example and one of a good leader, to be able to watch out for our souls. That's a pretty awesome responsibility as an elder, that they have the responsibility of watching out for your souls. They have to see things that may be coming in your lives and warn you about certain things that the devil is trying to bring in, you know. And this is something that we need, because temptation is all around us, and sometimes we don't have the benefit of our brothers and sisters 24/7. So having a strong eldership is very important, and a congregation needs it. And of course, there are congregations that do not have them because they don't have men that qualify for the position. But still, the body of Christ needs to encourage those that are embarked with those types of responsibilities to be encouraged in the work of the Lord, because the congregation of the Lord need those things. So let us not forget the commitment to truth and emphasis on evangelism and strong leadership. And if we have any on this evening that have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, we beg you to come by hearing his word, by believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, by repenting of your sins and confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and being baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. And if you are a Christian, if you have fallen away from the body of Christ and you desire reconciliation, you desire to confess your faults to one another, this is a perfect opportunity to come, and we will do all that we can to work with you and pray with you that we all might make heaven our home. And this is our Savior's invitation, and this is our message.